Texas state officials dropped their legal guardianship of 42 minors who ran away last year, a practice it repeated over the past 5 years, adding up to around 170 youth under 18. The practice raises crucial questions. Where do the kids go, and are they safe? TPR's Paul Flav reports.
Every year, around 2,000 of the more than 45,000 kids in Texas's foster care system go missing, often running away. Last year, that number was 1,767. But the state finds most of them, about 85% of them in 2021, according to a report from the Department of Family and Protective Services. But for 5%, or 87 kids, the state asked a judge to free it from its responsibilities to the child. Half of those were kids who aged out of the system at 18, the other half were under. And it isn't clear if they had any guardian at the end of the process, or if the state knew where they were. According to DFPS, the decision is up to the judge, and each individual situation is in each child's confidential case file, so they can't really say why they did this or the circumstance the kids exit the system in. But lawyers and judges TPR's interviewed say these actions don't occur without DFPS lawyers asking for it.
In my experience, I haven't had that request made by someone other than the state.
Aurora Martinez-Jones is a judge for the 126th State District Court in Travis County that specializes in child and protective foster care cases. The state doesn't appear to have a written policy for when a missing minor will be released from conservatorship. Child Protective Service workers and special investigators must continue trying to locate the child unless a court terminates the state's responsibilities. Martinez-Jones says one of the most important times a child needs a parent or guardian is when they run away or are missing.
Absolutely, because if they do end up in a situation where they need to reach out for help, who is it that they're going to actually reach out to?
In her time on the bench, she has only once said yes to DFPS request to release a minor child from custody, and it was to an unapproved, though safe, family member. Some say these decisions are made based on the resources of investigators and caseworkers.
This kid is telling me that there is no way she's going to come back and to stop looking for her. And at that point, I think it does become an issue of resources, like I said, emotionally and financially.
Christine Hortick is president of the Bexar County Children's Court Ad Litem Attorney Association, which represents parents and children in abuse and neglect cases. She says there's a lot of habitual runaways. Kids who've experienced trauma often do it. In Texas, a foster runaway in 2020 had done it an average of 3 times.
Everybody in the room is frustrated because what can you do? And so I don't think it's in any way a situation where people don't care and they just kind of wash their hands of them. But there comes a point where there's, you know, nothing really else you can do.
528 kids considered runaways exited foster care nationwide in 2020, according to a federal report. With 93 kids that year, Texas could represent more than 17% of all the kids who left foster care while considered missing or runaway. A patchwork of public data between the states makes it difficult, if not impossible, to compare. Texas releases its data every year, but states like Nebraska request hundreds of dollars in fees to find out.
So Action News investigates hundreds of Georgia children in foster care are missing one another.
Due to public outcry, Georgia ended a policy in 2016 of terminating guardianship if a child was gone for 6 months on runaway status, but was caught continuing the practice 2 years later. The stakes are high. Two foster kids died while classified as missing last year. 119 were victimized, and they are far more likely to be sex trafficked, says Brian Whitley. He's Regional Inspector General for U.S. Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General.
Because their histories of abuse, neglect, and trauma. You can't find a more vulnerable population, I think, in the United States of America than children in foster care. And you have these traffickers that know this and are trying to prey on these children.
Texas ranks second behind California in the number of runaway episodes each year. For many, the solution is creating a system that kids don't want to run from. Kate Murphy works for Texans Care for Children.
We have a foster care system where kids continue to experience abuse and neglect. They experience instability. And so for a lot of kids in foster care, running away feels like the right option to them.
At the end of the day, she says, these kids are still kids. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.